Those debating against will be Representative Shelton for 10 minutes, and those debating for the measure will be Representative Curran for 10 minutes. Representative Shelton, you're recognized for 10 minutes debating against passage of House Bill 1412. House, come to order. Suspend. Thank you, members. Representative Shelton, you're recognized.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most terrifying thing I have ever witnessed. Wait a minute. Someone's crawling. Someone or something. I can see it peering out of the black hole, two luminous disks. Are they eyes? It might be a face. It might be, oh, good heavens, something wriggling out the shadows like a snake. Now it's another one and another one and another one. They look like tentacles to me. There, I can see the thing's body. It's large like a bear and it glistens like wet leather. But that face, ladies and gentlemen, it's indescribable. I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it. It's so awful. The eyes are black and the gleam like a serpent. The mouth is like a V. I'm so sorry. Well, let me just say this. That was the reading of a 1938 Orson Welles film, War of the Worlds. And you know what? When they did that, Carl Phillips, when he read that over the internet, I mean, it wasn't no internet in 1938. When he read that over the radio, there was mass hysteria. There was mass hysteria everywhere. I mean, everything was happening. And it primarily happened on the Eastern Coast. And you know what? People believed that they were being taken over by aliens. That's what they believed. And today, we are being asked to believe that Agenda 21 is taking over America. I want to go home and eat dinner. We got 92 bills left on the calendar, and we are talking about somebody taking over the state of Oklahoma. Good bills that never even made the calendar, trying to get crack pipes out of our stores, left on the calendar in the calendar committee so I couldn't vote, so nobody could help their own communities. Agenda 21 was a gimmick then. This Agenda 21 is a gimmick now. Glenn Beck wrote a book about it. And with all those factors, I'm going to ask you not, I want everybody here to make Mike Shelton a liar that we are not going to end up on TV. Make me a liar. Nobody's trying to take over. Nobody's trying to make us go out and build tracks and get healthy. Nobody's telling us to put up a light pole or a traffic light in our neighborhoods or at the end of the street, except your planning commission. Mr. Speaker, as soon as I finish, we can go home.
Suspend. House to come to order. Thank you, members. Representative Shelton, please continue.
Thank you. I'm sorry for trivializing this bill, but 92 bills on the calendar. There are 92 bills on the calendar. Good bills gonna die. Because we are talking about people trying to take over Oklahoma. Please let's send a message that Oklahoma, we got to change our reputation, and we're better than this. And a no vote shows that we are better than what we're trying to do here.
Representative Kern, you're recognized in closing debate for House Bill 1412 for 10 minutes. Suspend. Members, take your conversations outside. Please take your seats. Let's give our attention to Representative Kern. You're recognized.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I know I'm standing between everyone and our supper and getting out of here, so I will be brief. I believe it was Orson Welles that you were trying to quote, Representative. I have a quote here. It says, if people are making fun of you, then you're probably doing something right. And if people are making fun of an issue, then maybe they don't understand what that issue is. You know, I'm not a betting person, but if I were, I would bet that not a single Republican read the letter that was sent to you by a woman named Rosie Cora, a Democrat, a liberal Democrat, a liberal lesbian Democrat who believes very much in Agenda 21. She worked for 30 years with the Department of Transportation in California and with land issues, and she saw this happening to California like crazy. She wrote a wonderful letter about this. I wonder how many of you took the time to read it. This is not a conspiracy theory. It is something that is happening in our country. It is happening in our state. Unfortunately, it's happening all over the world. And I am concerned about it because Daniel Webster made a statement once. He said, I was born an American. I live as an American. I will die as an American. Folks, I believe that. I am an American, and I'm proud to be an American. This program, the UN 21, Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, is all about taking our private property away from us, putting us in what they call stack and pack, so we don't have our freedoms. We have to live in certain places. I know it sounds weird, but hey, it's true. And it's about our sovereignty. The representative over there from South Oklahoma City, I think it was, said, what authority does the UN have to do this? They don't. And that's what's so upsetting, is that they are doing it to us, and we are letting them do it. Some of you over there on the other aisle, other side of the aisle, who are out in farms and have ranches, you need to really start looking into this, because you're going to be extremely impacted by it. It is happening right here. This bill is about protecting property rights. George Washington said property, private property, and freedom are inseparable. And this bill is taking away, or is to protect our freedoms. And not only, as I said, not only is it our property rights that are going to be violated, but our national sovereignty. The UN, you look at the UN webpage, it's all about establishing a one world government. I want to be an American, folks. Let me quickly read you something here, if I can find it. Okay. This is from 1976, the United Nations Habitat One Conference Report. It says this, private land ownership is also a principal instrument of accumulation and concentration of wealth, and therefore contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is therefore indispensable. That's what's at the heart of this bill that a representative chooses to make fun of. Ranchers in our own state are having people show up at their doors wanting to take pictures. Why? They want to see if they are violating the Wetlands Act. They're wanting to see how many animals they have, to see if they're violating the Endangered Species Act. All across the country, things are being done that are hurting farmers and ranchers, and those of us even living in urban areas are impacted by this. It's in our government, and we need to be aware of it. And so that's all this bill is about. I won't take any more time. This is not a joke. It's very real. And, you know, I'll close with this. I just bet that those of you who are making fun of me and of this bill haven't even spent 30 minutes really looking into this issue. And you're going to vote no on this bill, and you're going to say this is a big joke. And you haven't even taken the time to really see, is there anything to this, something that is so important. Thank you. I hope you'll vote for this, members.